WWGH Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live at 5, the show
with no name.
I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Terry Tackett.
I'm Pastor Craig.
And we're glad you're here. Well, Terry, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
We missed you last week.
Yes, sir. We said, where is Terry? And we have people, we have one of your fans, I won't mention who, I'll tell you off the air. We got one of your fans, I don't think he'll listen unless you're on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. he tuned in, he called me one week, he said, is Terry going to be there? I said, yeah. He said, okay, I'll be listening. I thought, oh, okay, he don't listen if you're not on. So, hey, it's 5:13. We're glad to have you tuned in, and we've been running around doing some stuff here, and I'm on vacation this week, but I still had to come in and be with you guys. Isn't that nice?
That was very nice
even,
of you.
Even though I was on vacation.
In the process of him moving, even, he came.
Yeah, he's got to move on the 18th.
Yeah. And he's on vacation.
He's got to pack up his whole entire show to move it to Saturday.
Right. I know.
So
that attaché case could get kind of
heavy.
Well, I was running around particular town. What town were we in that we were looking at Gabe's? What town was that? Gabriel Brothers. It used to be Gabriel Brothers. Perrysburg, up near Toledo. Yeah. We were up there, I'll tell you what for. And so I was looking at luggage. Man, you guys know how expensive luggage is?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. A smaller little roller case. You guys know what I mean by a roller case?
Yeah.
Well, a small one is like $40. $40 for a small roller. And the big ones, I mean, can be $200, $300 bucks. Wow. I mean, and that's Gabriel Brothers is a discount store.
I know.
Yeah, man.
They used to have one in Galleon. I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be one in Galleon.
Yeah. So it's going to take a lot to move. Of course, Pastor Craig said he's going to help me.
He
said he's going to bring Dolly.
That's right.
And I said,
well,
to Chef,
hello, Dolly.
I said, does she have two wheels?
Boy, does she have a set of wheels. She's faster than the Indy 500.
Yeah, that was just on Memorial Day, wasn't it?
That's right.
Or was it the Sunday Memorial? Yeah, it was.
Did they have the Indy 500?
They did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I missed it.
And who won that?
Anybody? I believe the guy's name was Marcus Erickson or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't Tiger Woods?
No. His actually, his teammate was leading the thing.
Oh,
and then
okay.
At the end, there was a kind of a controversial call that allowed him
to win
sneak
it. Sneak
in there and win it, yeah.
Isn't that something?
I honestly missed the whole thing. I didn't hear anything about it. But I did hear, I heard yesterday that the Memorial Tournament is this week.
It is.
It's
tomorrow.
Going on this.
Starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Stay away from Dublin.
No rain.
Yeah.
Usually every year, this tournament is associated with rain.
Yep. Yes. So stay away from Dublin if you want to go to a restaurant or something because everybody's going to be packed.
Yes. Yep.
And we think prices are high now. Wait till the Memorial.
Yeah, really.
So anyhow, how's everybody's weekend?
Excellent.
Terry?
Okay.
Pretty good? Yeah.
Did you do anything for Memorial Day?
No. Worked.
Yeah. We just had a cookout with my family and had hamburgers and hot dogs. And well, I went and had I don't know if I told you guys about my good/bad trip to the doctor. Did I tell you guys about that?
No. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I went and everything was okay except for the weight. The weight wasn't as good as it was the last time. I was up several pounds. And so she brought it up. And so on Memorial Day, I did not have a hamburger and a hot dog like I wanted to. I had just a hamburger, and I had one helping of each thing. Didn't go for seconds, but I did have a plate of dessert. And that kind of threw me off the next day. I was up a bit the next day. So every Friday is the official weigh-in at home.
So what you're saying is when you wake up tomorrow, you're not eating until you get weighed on Friday.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So I'm on my way back down to I'm nowhere near my goal weight, but I have a interim goal weight I'm trying to hit. But I'll tell you. But my A1C was good.
Well, I went last Thursday. I had an appointment last Thursday. And
how was yours?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
Down 15 pounds.
Down 15.
He didn't check my A1C, but he went over some other numbers with me. Of course, the numbers that everyone dreads when they get 50. He went over those numbers with me. And so.
Can I ask you, Nate? Maybe I shouldn't ask. That's
okay. Oh, come on. I'll answer
all right. So what was the – or okay. When you got the down to the lowest you've been, closest to your goal weight, and now you've kind of backed a little bit, how far are you from that point where you were?
Okay. I need to be at about – let's see. Because I didn't weigh in today. Because when I wake up – earlier, it's higher, so I didn't wake up. I woke up earlier today, so I didn't weigh in, so because I knew it'd be higher. So yesterday, so I'm about 28 pounds from where I need to be able to jump start down to. Well, I'll tell you where I want to be at 240, because that's where I was at when my wife and I started dating. So I want to be at 240 pounds.
You want to get back to that weight when she said, ooh, he looks nice.
Yeah, right. Because she's at her goal weight, so she's fine. You know, she can eat a buffet. Well, she doesn't eat a buffet. She maintains it, you know, well. But so I got to get to 240. And then once I'm at 240, I'll reevaluate and, you know, probably go lower. So that I gotta hit that. So what I want to do is I want to get back down to the 100-pound lost mark, which I hit back in December.
Okay.
But I gained some of that back after Christmas because I just did.
My worst enemy's been COVID, man. I've put on probably 100 pounds since.
Since COVID. Yeah, that'll do. I think that everybody did that. Even Pastor Craig, he hasn't put on a thing.
Well, no, that's not entirely true. Actually, I did put on – I put on almost 15 pounds during COVID.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, you know.
It's hard getting it off now.
Yes.
So tell us about the president luncheon.
Okay, that was last Thursday. So I was looking real forward to that, and so I went, and I was at Tri Rivers Career Center, and walk in, and I got seated middle table, middle seat facing the podium. I mean, I got the best seat in the house. You were marked what table to sit at, but they didn't tell you what chair to sit at. But I was the first one at the table, so I took the best seat.
There you go.
Probably rude.
The president had to come over and say, excuse me, sir, that's my seat.
Yeah, yeah, could you please move over for the president?
Yes.
But you had James Madison was there. Rutherford B. Hayes from the Delaware area, down your neck of the woods now, Terry.
That's right. They might have thought Nate was Rutherford B. Hayes.
Maybe they did.
No, they thought I was Howard Taft.
Oh, Howard Taft.
The guy that got stuck in the bathtub.
Okay.
Chester A. Arthur was there, and Warren G. Harding. Oh. Incidentally, the Warren G. Harding that has been on the Scott Spears Show. Okay. Yes.
So they had
that Warren G. Harding.
Two Ohio presidents.
Yes, they did. Now, I was disappointed because Ronald Reagan couldn't make it.
Oh.
He had other obligations, so Ronald Reagan could not be there. But the food was absolutely spectacular. Buffet style. They just go through the line and get whatever you want. They had raspberry pork loin, which is what Harding liked. Pecan salmon, or salmon if you prefer, which is what Reagan liked. They had basically just cheesy potatoes. They called them Delmonico potatoes. Hayes. Noodles Romanoff. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
That's Reagan. Spoon bread, which was a corn casserole. My favorite. Out of everything there, even dessert, that corn casserole was spectacular.
I like that.
Spoon bread was Madison. And then they had a salad, which I did not have. That was Arthur's. And Parker House Rolls, which is Arthur. And then they had a really good drink that was, they called Fruit Squall. It was pineapple-based. And that was Harding that liked that one in his White House. And then for dessert,
and
they
a little vodka.
Yeah. And then they had cinnamon woodberry cake, which was Madison.
Sounds good.
And white cake with lemon, which was Hayes.
Mm.
And yes, they did say go up for seconds, but no, I did not, because I filled my plate plenty the first time, and it was really good.
Then they put a missing report out on the raspberry pork loin.
Yeah, and they said, where did it go? Where did it go? But
excuse me, sir, we're gonna need that back.
Yeah. But it was good stuff.
Excuse me, sir, but you're not supposed to be seated at the buffet.
Yeah. We have other seats available.
Right. And James Madison kicked off the speeches.
Speaking of Dolly.
There you go.
Speaking of Dolly, there she was. And, I will say Fred Malone was the MC. So he actually kicked him off. But he was in character playing Colonel Edmund W. Starling.
Cool.
Which, from 1914 to 1913, was a secret. Well, this was a misprint.
Well, we got
1914 to 1913, that's backwards.
Yeah.
1914 to 19-something. served several U.S. presidents. And he was a Secret Service agent, is who this fellow was. Oh. So he told different stories about different presidents.
Big shout-out to Fred Malone.
Yes.
Hello, Fred.
As Fred Malone, and he was the MC there that night. Did a fine job. And
As he
always does. And he brought on James Madison.
Cool.
Which, incidentally, you guys may or may not know who it was. It was played by Larry Babich, which was the prosecutor
here in town.
Yeah. I don't know if he still is, but he was
retired,
for many years.
Retired,
I believe.
Yep.
He was the prosecutor for many years.
I don't think he handled any of my cases.
No? You were in trouble in other areas.
They didn't quite require a prosecutor.
But James Madison had a costume was great.
I seen it on your page. His wig was unbelievable.
Yeah, he had a big wig. But the wig evidently was a little itchy or kept moving around because he kept adjusting it.
Okay.
So that was, the crowd kind of, snickered a little bit.
Right.
But I would have been adjusting it too, because when I play Santa Claus.
But look at him and Harding. Those two look like they could actually have been those.
I know, weren't
those
they?
Characters.
I'm not saying
everybody else was bad, but those two actually looked like they could have been in that time.
They were both very, very well.
Yeah.
They were well-spoken and well-dressed. Mm-hmm. Rutherford B. Hayes, he did a great job. I think he may have been the only one that didn't use notes. Chester A. Arthur... Yeah, I think he read a speech. But Rutherford B. Hayes, I don't think he used any notes. He just talked extemporaneously.
Say that again.
And so he did a great job. And Chester A. Arthur was very serious, because he was talking right after Garfield got shot, as if we were there right after that.
Did he assume the presidency after?
Yes.
Okay.
He did. But he had those long chops like Chester A. Arthur. Right now. And he had the full button coat on like he would have worn. And then Warren G. Harding, and folks maybe have seen pictures of him here. I believe he did a front porch speech here.
Yes.
Here at WWGH from this front porch on South Prospect Street. And it was the same fellow. And that was Scott Rankin, I think I'm saying the name right.
Yep.
And so that was who played Warren G. Harding. Good job. And he read one of Harding's Memorial Day speeches, which was very fitting since we were coming up then on Memorial Day. Fun time. Absolutely a great time out there. So next year, to get more folks there, they may move it to a Saturday, according to Fred Malone. May move it to a Saturday.
What was it? Thursday this year, right?
Thursday this year.
So it wasn't sold out?
It was not sold out. But there was a lot of folks there in the auditorium and tables set up and stuff. But there was some empty seats, so to try to get a better.
And then Nate yelled, "Food fight!"
Yeah. And then I got kicked.
It turned
out
into Animal House.
Well, they said we need a president to declare war first.
Yeah.
And yes.
He said. They said they wanted one that would actually eat salad, though, before he could declare war.
Yeah.
Since you hadn't eaten salad.
Since I hadn't eaten salad, I couldn't. Yeah. I didn't see the football either, but maybe the football wasn't available to those presidents back then. I forget when the football came along with the nuclear codes. I don't know when that came along.
Right.
But it was a good time. Good. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a good time out there. So yeah, if you guys get a chance to go next year, like I said, they may do it on Saturday.
Yeah,
$25 got you the program and all you could eat.
That's
they,
really a
they did
good
call
deal.
You for seconds,
yeah,
like I said.
Not bad.
So
yeah,
not bad at all. So. And they're having
so just get a hold of your Secret Service agent, right?
Yes, get a hold of your Secret Service agent, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, also known as Fred Malone.
A.K.A. Fred Malone.
Now, they still have the First Ladies Luncheon
coming up
in August.
Coming up, it is. It's going to be Saturday, August the 6th from 11 to 1. Same place, Tri-Rivers Auditorium. They're having Abigail Fillmore, wife of Millard Fillmore, Frances Clara Cleveland, wife of Grover Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, wife of Franklin D., and Nancy Davis Reagan, wife of course, Ronald W. So that's who they're having.
And then the dinner with the presidents is in November?
That's in November.
Yeah.
No flyer here on
that.
That's
okay.
What was this called? A luncheon, right?
Lunch with the presidents and dinner with the presidents.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit more money because you have the opportunity to sit at the table with the presidents. Mm. At this luncheon, the presidents did circulate around and talk to you at your tables, but you didn't get to sit and eat with any at this one.
Right.
That's kind of the difference.
Okay.
But. And then you're going to be doing an event
tomorrow
night, right?
Yeah, I guess we're doing tomorrow the unveiling, and I don't know a lot of the details, but is it the Mary Ellen Withrow exhibit? Is that what they're calling it?
Yes, they are.
We're going to do that. So.
And that's from 4 to 7?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Going to be a lot of fun out there at Heritage Hall,
Heritage Hall,
right?
Yep.
Right there on Church Street, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
At the corner of Church and...
What is that? Church and Main?
As I believe it's Church as Church and Main. Somebody will correct us if we're wrong.
Church
so
and...
Who's all going to be there? You, Scott?
That's all I know right now.
Yeah. I might crash the party unannounced.
He's going to bring his moving truck out there.
Okay.
He's going to bring a truckload of Mary Ellen Withrow bills to get signed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
So what else did you do Memorial Day weekend? Did you fill us in on everything? Or
oh, let's see. Sunday, nothing to speak of. Monday, the cookout.
You rode quads.
Oh, rode those around my parents' property on Memorial Day. Yeah, you saw my video,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know what I did near Memorial Day weekend. I got my wife a new weed whacker.
Mm.
She's been wanting one. And so we found a battery-operated one out at Menards.
Okay.
Save big money at Menards.
You're 11%?
But I should have come to Home Depot, right,
no,
Terry?
That's right.
I should have come to,
You might have got it cheaper out there.
Yeah. But anyway, so found one, and it's been working great. And she had a big time. I posted a video.
Did she cut all the big trees with that to clear out your wheat
my clearing
your
in the woods?
I
cut a clearing in the woods, and she used that for part of it.
Oh.
She used that and a push mower.
And a push mower.
Yeah, so I got like a little cave area in my woods where I can hide from my neighbors.
You want to put up a tent and kind of camp out back
I'm
there?
I'm going to camp out back there. I'm going to give me a chair.
Some s'mores.
I'm just going to go back there and hang out. Where's Nate? We don't know.
That's his man cave. cave.
That forest area is my man cave. Now, I haven't been back there to sit yet, so I'm kind of wondering what the bug situation is going to be like back
there. And the deer.
And the ticks.
And the deer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I will see some deer. The guy next door to us always saw deer on the property.
But the ticks have been really bad. You better account for some ticks.
I know. I'm going to have to always check for ticks. We did check for ticks after we cleared that out because we thought, oh, man, they're going
to
be all
over. Other than a new weed whacker, you might need some new tweezers to pick all those ticks off from you.
Don't you hate that? Oh, I hate that.
That's the worst part of summer, terrible. I think, is
So, got the new weed whacker. I know on Saturday, I believe it was, tried a new restaurant. It's not new by any means. We went to Mansfield. We were going to eat. We looked at the hours online. Opens at 11 o'clock for the City Grill in Mansfield. Ever heard of it? Well, anyways.
I've heard of it, but I haven't been there, but I've heard of it.
So, it's downtown Mansfield, close to the carousel.
Okay.
You can see the carousel from the City Grill.
Well, what do they specialize? Just the normal...
Well, they have pulled pork.
Okay.
They've got some steaks. Okay. They've got BLTs and clubs and variety of things. Yeah. Okay. So we thought, oh, we'll go try this out. Well, we get there. Door's locked. Look at the sign on the door. Opens at 3 p.m. Well, it was noon. We weren't going to wait 3 hours on that. So we went uptown and decided to eat at some place we've never eaten before, but it's been open for years, TGI Fridays.
Ah, you can't go wrong there.
No. So I got a chicken sandwich, and boy, was that thing good. Man, grilled chicken. And they grilled it up right, and I got... all kinds of stuff on top of it, veggie-wise, you know, your tomato, your lettuce, onion, all that good stuff.
Cool.
And, man, was it good. And got the fries with that. And then my wife, she got, it's a funny name. It's not fettuccine, but it's a different kind of noodles. It's a funny name, but it's thick noodles with cheese inside, whatever that's called.
Rigatoni or...
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And that was really good, too, because I sampled some. So we tried TGI Fridays and gave it five bellies. One out of five bellies. Right. We gave it a five bellies. It was good. It really was, so... That hadn't been the TGI Fridays before. And then yesterday...
They had one there in Ontario one time that was really good, but I think it's closed now.
Okay, this was in the Mansfield area.
Yeah, because when I worked there, I went to the one in Ontario a lot.
Yeah, and I tell you, it was good. The service was good.
Uh-huh.
And then we hit up, in Findlay, we hit up Texas Roadhouse yesterday. Can't go wrong with a Texas Roadhouse.
Never,
their salads are great. Love their buttered corn and got
I love their baked potatoes.
Yeah, baked potatoes are good. Got the roadkill.
Yes.
I don't know if you like everything on that roadkill, like the mushrooms.
I think I got the, did I get like sauteed mushrooms?
Yep.
I think I got all
onions
that.
And cheese.
Yeah, I did.
Puppy up. It is good stuff.
I did. Because at first I laughed. I didn't really know what the lady was talking about when she called it that. But then I said, sure, I'll.
Yeah.
And it turned out, thank goodness I got it.
And then yesterday we went to Toledo and we went to the Museum of the Great Lakes.
Boy, if we're getting this new car, he's putting a lot of miles on this new car, isn't he?
Must have a lot of extra gas money.
Yeah.
Well, this is going on the old SUV, which has to go in next week for $1,000 worth of work.
So
we're putting it through the paces.
Is it almost worth just getting another new car?
We've been trying to get out of the stupid thing.
Yeah.
Because the stupid thing keeps, it's a money pit.
I wonder if he's doing the driving, though.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's not doing it. He's the passenger, right?
I'm passenger.
He can get a new car, but he's still a terrible driver.
Driver, okay. So.
Nope, I'm not.
So no matter what, it doesn't change his driving ability. Okay.
It does not. Nope. I haven't been doing... I have not been doing the driving. My wife has been doing the driving, and she's been doing a spectacular job.
She ought to get a rope, and you get on a bike and have her pull you.
When Nate's 85 years old...
Yeah.
They won't have to take his license away because he doesn't drive anyway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know why I renewed it last March.
Yeah.
They looked at me and said, renew your driver's license? I'm like, no, this is federal ID.
Yeah, he just wants a state ID,
So tell us about the Museum of the Great Lakes.
Yes.
Well, okay, so they have a humongous boat that was used to carry all sorts of things up the Miami River and around Lake Huron and Erie and everything. And And it's just it's huge. This thing is big, and they let you crawl all over the thing. There's no tour guide. You're just free to go. You can crawl all the way down in the engine room, which is really neat to see how everything worked down in the engine room. Crawl all up into the quarters and the captain's quarters and way up where they steered the ship. Really cool. So if you've never been up there to check it out, check out the Museum of the Great Lakes. It's really cool. So that's where we went
yesterday.
How
much does it cost to get in?
I believe we paid... How much? 17 a person. And that's for the ship and the museum.
Was it worth it? Did you feel like it was worth it?
Yeah, we've been there before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is like our third time to go.
Well, then it must be worth it.
So, it didn't include lunch, though, right?
No, it did not include a buffet lunch, unfortunately.
That would have been $8 more. Yeah. If they get up to 25, maybe.
You were allowed to climb around and do whatever, but it said don't touch that radio or whatever.
Yeah.
It said at your own risk or something.
Terry asked me on Facebook if it pulled in WWGH, and I don't know because it said do not touch. But I about cranked the dial over. Over there just to get it on 107.1 to get a picture and say, see, it's on 107.1. But it was a good time.
No, knowing him, he'd have turned it and zapped him, and then it got him in midstream like you.
And then one more thing, and then you guys talk. I'm not going to talk for the last 20 minutes because I've been talking this whole time.
No.
You guys, I've been hogging the show. I've been hogging the microphone.
I got a power-packed week.
Go ahead.
We went to Kosai today.
Kosai. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we felt that was overpriced because it is really geared for kids, and we are kids at heart, but the displays are geared for kids. But the coolest section, I think, is what they call the Town of Progress. They put you through a town that's from the 1800s. They have old stores and shops and brick road and everything. Then you turn the corner and you end up in the 1960s. And in the 1960s, they have an old radio station, and they have a DJ in there playing the hits from the 60s.
Yeah.
WBYR, something like that. WBRD, something like that. And he's sitting there, and they have this little mannequin, and he moves his legs and moves his arms and blinks, and he talks and does all kinds of things.
Wow.
So that was really cool to see the radio station.
Right.
So I'll try to get those posted up at noname.show so you guys can see it. But they're up on my personal Facebook page. I think you guys are both friends with me.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Anybody can be friends with me, too. If you're a listener in the area, look me up, Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, on Facebook, and you can see all my pictures as we travel along. And then vacation tomorrow will be to be continued for the rest of the week.
His sizzling summer tour continues.
My sizzling summer tour will. I'll just tell you, it'll take us to Lima tomorrow.
Lima.
And then as we continue. And of course, gas went to $4.79 on me during the middle of vacation.
Yes, it did.
But hey, I ain't stopping. It ain't stopping me.
We're going
to keep on going. Keep on trucking. That's not stopping vacation. No way.
That's right.
Right, Amber? That's right.
The driver gives a thumbs up.
So what have you guys been up to? It's 40 minutes into the show, and I've been rambling this whole time.
Well, since you asked, I will tell you, I actually had a packed weekend. It started with Saturday. Two of my grandsons have birthdays. One has a birthday this Saturday, and one had a birthday 3 weeks ago. So they had a combined birthday party this past Saturday. So I went down. It's down in Mount Sterling, and I went down there for the birthday party. And it was one turned 4 and the other turned 6. And my son smoked some pork, and then they had some hamburgers and some bratwurst. And one of the cakes that my daughter-in-law made was a volcano cake. And it was shaped like a volcano. And then when you look down inside, it had, you know, red and orange inside.
Cool.
And then on the outside, coming down the sides, she had the icing draped in such a way like lava running out. And it was like yellow and orange. And so it was really cool. I didn't get a picture of it, but it was really cool. So, and then, you know, that's fun with the grandkids, you know, celebrating birthday. And so they had a water balloon fight, and that was the time when Grandpa left. No, I had to get home to take care of my dog. But so that was Saturday. Then Sunday, went to church, and then I spent Sunday afternoon just at some friend's house. They had a cookout, and that was nice. And then Monday, Memorial Day, I'm driving through Marion, and they had the big Memorial Day celebration going on over at, you know, across from the Marion Cemetery where they have
Veterans
that,
Park.
Veterans Park, thank you.
Yeah.
They had the big celebration there going on. And, Nate, I sent you one picture from that. I got a lot of pictures, but most things I was too far away.
Yeah.
But they had, you know, they had it set up, and they had some speakers, and they did a thing with, you know, the color guard, and they had a girl that sang, you know, God Bless America, and just a really nice celebration. But the highlight of it, that's the picture I sent you, is they had a Civil War cannon there.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys have ever heard a Civil War cannon being shot, but I was late getting there, and so when I was walking up was one of the times when they were going to shoot that thing off, but I didn't know because I had just gotten there, and I'm walking up, so I wasn't paying attention off to the side where the cannon was. I was focused on, you know, and they set that thing off, and it is loud. I mean, it is so loud. And
did you start yelling, "The British are coming"? And
yeah, I just ducked for cover. And you, I mean, you, literally, you could feel your whole body shake.
Oh, yeah.
So then, when they set it off at the end of the ceremony, I was prepared for that, and I was standing about 150 feet away. And I'm telling you, man, that thing, I mean, it rocks your whole body. And it was so funny because when they set it off the second time, it set off a car alarm on the other side of the park. Because they set this cannon off, and then you hear, whoop, 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 whoop. It set somebody's car alarm off. But that was real nice and everything. And, I take that back. I had dinner with some friends that night. Sunday night, my son from Indiana was in town, not in town, but in Ohio. And so I met up with my son from Indiana and his wife and their one son. He's 5 years old. And this is similar to you, we were going to meet at PJ's in Sunbury. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten at PJ's.
I've been past.
Right there on 36.
Yes.
And when my kids were teenagers, we lived in Sunbury, and so we used to go to PJ's all the time. Mm. So my son said, "Hey, where do you want to meet?" And I said, "What time?" And they said, 4. I said, "Hey, let's meet at PJ's in Sunbury." And my son says, "Yeah, that'd be great." So about an hour later, he sends me a text. He says, "PJ's closes at 2:00.
Oh.
So, and like it was like 1:45. So I said, "There's a new place called District 13. I don't know if you guys have heard of District 13.
Heard of it, but
it's on the square in Sunbury, and I have never been there. So we went there. It was really nice. It's nice and relaxing. Now it's a little bit pricey, but you know, anymore, what isn't getting pricey? I had it's called the Drunken Shrimp Alfredo. Okay, Drunken Shrimp Alfredo. It was fettuccine Alfredo, big plate of it, and you got 10 shrimp, nicely seasoned. So, I mean, that was a meal in itself. Now, everything's a la carte, so that was, you know, you order that, that's what you get. If you want salad, it's extra. If you want any kind of sides, it's extra. But the dinner was so big, that was all I needed. But it was really good. It was really good. So I would recommend it. District 13, Sunbury. Take your wallet and take your wife's wallet. But, you know.
It's, and apply for a small business loan before
but
you.
But, no, it was really, really good. And so that was my weekend. Then today I was coming through town, and I discovered another cardinal. And this cardinal, it's on Center Street. It's a couple blocks before you get to the courthouse. I think there's a bank there. and it's just sitting right out on the front sidewalk. And so I sent you pictures, Nate, but when you're looking at the cardinal head on, okay, you're looking at the cardinal head on like that, mm-hmm. as the plaque says, Seasons of Buckeye.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. Seasons of Buckeye. And so what this cardinal has is it has a big tree painted on it, and it shows the four seasons on the four sides of the cardinal. In other words, you know, on the side you have it out in spring, and it's got, you know, it's leafing out and it's got blossoms. And then summer is on the tail, it's on the back and the tail, and it's all green leaves. And then fall is on the other side, and it shows, you know, in fall colors. And then winter is on its chest, and it shows the tree with no leaves. So it's the four seasons of Buckeye.
Interesting.
And there's a cardinal on one branch on the left side, and tiny little cardinal painted into the tree, and it's and they have it there in the same spot on all four sides.
Oh, that's wow. Interesting. Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
That's kind of neat. I really kind of like that one. It was really kind of neat.
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Nate, I wanted to let you know, I don't know if Scott's listening to you or not, Marion County made the Channel 10 news.
Oh, it did?
That guy that spoke at the River Valley graduation.
Oh, the controversial speech?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me see if I get this straight, because I didn't get the whole story on that. That was, he made a comment about LGBT folks, right?
Well, he didn't actually say LGBT. He said it was important for people and lead their lives in the biblical perspective, and that means a man with a woman and a woman with a man.
Is that exactly what he what he said, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
about that earlier today, and then sometimes, you know, things get on Channel 10 News, and...
Well, my nephew graduated Friday. I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
So you heard that, Terry?
I heard that.
Did that offend you?
No, but his speech in general was by far the worst commencement speech I think I've ever heard in my entire life. It made no sense.
Now, who was this individual?
He owns
I forget the guy's name.
Business. I don't know off the top of my head. I can't remember, but...
I just don't think that's something he should have been addressing at a graduation.
His commencement speech, he really didn't even address how he got to the point where he's at. He told about April Fool's jokes and things like that.
Interesting.
River Valley's coming out and saying that's not their view. That was his own personal view and stuff.
Well, I guess from now on they're going to start probably screening speeches. What do you think?
Yeah, well, let me see the speech before you do it.
Yeah.
I was a part of something on the order of it wasn't a graduation, but it was a big speech I had to make before a school assembly one time up in the Bucyrus area, and they wanted to know exactly what I was going to say, so they were kind of on it up there.
Well, that'd be the best instead of having fall out afterwards.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't agree with them censoring somebody's what somebody says either. You know, like a valedictorian. You know, they get up there, if they have a beef with the school, you know, so be it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, so it made Channel 10 news, huh?
Yeah, Scott amazes us sometimes what makes the news, you know.
Uh-huh.
Whether who calls them in and stuff like that, but...
Interesting. Interesting.
We'll talk to him tomorrow morning about
it. Yeah, you catch him in the morning from 8:10.
He is going to be there tomorrow, isn't he?
As far as I know.
As far as we know, 8:10 to 10 a.m. So.
He didn't say nothing about it today being off, but a lot of times he is off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, so it could be, yeah.
It was last week that he, you know, is off Thursday, Friday for treatments, and so that he might have it this week.
Okay. So,
well, you guys have a good day.
Hey, thanks a lot. Right. Bye-bye. Didn't know you were there, Terry.
Yeah, my nephew graduated Friday, so that was, I guess you could count that as my weekend. I guess I did do that Friday. I went to Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, where is Veterans Memorial Coliseum?
Fairground Street.
Right
it's on the Marion County Fairgrounds.
Right on the Marion County Fairgrounds.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of embarrassed to say I know where the fairgrounds is, but I've never been to the fairgrounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've never been there.
I will say, honestly, I went there Friday, and they have done a lot of renovations there.
Now, was it nice and air-conditioned in there? Or did they have...
That's another story.
It was hot.
That means no.
That's another story.
That means no.
You take, I'm guessing, I don't know how many kids were in this class, but let's say, realistically, 500 or 600 people.
Total.
And no air.
Yeah. Okay.
And my great nephew there, who's 2 years old, and he's, of course, into everything. And
now, they run air conditioned during the fair, right?
Yeah, and it could have been, but if it was, it was just minute. I mean, because I really didn't feel
it. It's probably a situation where they didn't think they would have to have the air conditioning, and then probably like 10 minutes before, somebody goes, uh-oh, we better get some air.
Well, because it was kind of sprinkly outside, so maybe they thought it was going to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, he graduated Friday, though.
Yeah, and you posted some pictures of that.
I
think I even liked it, but I didn't put two and two together that you would have been out there.
That just, like I say, it was just the most bizarre speech I'd ever heard in my life. I mean, that statement about the LG and just the whole speech in general. I mean, we went to Applebee's afterwards, and my brother-in-law said, "Was that me or was that what?"
Just wasn't uplifting at all.
Well, it made no sense. He talked about telling jokes with his kids and April Fool's jokes and putting ketchup on his hand and getting in the bathtub and making them think it was bleeding, and just it had nothing to do with. I mean, if there was a message there, I obviously missed it. And my sister has a master's degree, and I said, "Did I miss something?" And
yeah.
And she couldn't even understand. And she has a master's degree, so.
Sounds like it was a little offbeat.
News, yeah.
It was and trivia.
Weekdays, now moving to
Saturday.
From 10 to 11.
Oh, yeah.
10:15 to 11.
10, from Prospect Street, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
From Air Chair 1.
Yeah.
And Amber will be in Air Chair 2.
Reading her recipe.
Now, which, actually, is that Air Chair 2 or is this Air Chair 2?
Yeah. Well, where Terry's sitting at, let's see. Well.
Or is it musical chair?
It's a musical chair. Well, I guess it kind of rotates.
Amber, where are you going to be? You going to be in this chair here or you going to be in this chair here? Where I am?
That's Air Chair 2.
Hey, so Pastor Craig sitting in Air Chair 2.
All right.
Maybe Air Chair 2. I don't know. I might put her where Terry's at because that microphone's a little loud. And Amber kind of has a soft voice. So we need to crank her up a little bit.
She may bring the weed whacker if you do that.
I saw that video.
Yeah. Boy, she was going to town on that thing.
She was out there. She just wanted to try it out. And the funny thing was, she was still dressed up.
I know. I've seen that.
I know.
I'm like, she's chopping weeds in flip-flops.
And a dress.
And a dress, yeah.
Who wears a dress to weed whack?
Exactly.
I thought to myself,
am I missing something here? I mean,
I want
the only thing she left was like a glass of wine or something.
I was tempted to call my wife into the room and say, "Hey, honey, look at this. Yeah. This is how you're supposed to do the weed whacking.
This is how I want you to do your chores from now on." You know, and
you know, usually I post a video and it gets on Facebook, at least it gets like maybe 40 views. That got like over 200.
Well, I can believe it. I just
everybody's
well,
like,
Terry
what?
Watched it. Terry watched it 10 times.
I thought to myself, am I missing something here? I mean, did they come straight from church and she opened it up as soon as they got it?
Really?
She just couldn't wait to try it out.
Right, yeah. You see her out after the service out there, you know, in the yard.
Just a weed whacking away.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's leaving and they're waving.
It's like, hey, maybe she could take that. Maybe she could take that to church.
That's what I'm saying.
Just so,
you were getting the weeds around the church. Everyone's leaving and you're
they do put the service over the intercom. Oh, you know, out front, so she can listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we're just about out of time. Hey, Terry, how can folks contact you?
You can email me, terrytech@48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig?
You can reach me through my website, studyhiswordradio.org, or you can email me at studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
I'm RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Pastor Craig, do you maintain that website yourself, or do you have a webmaster? Or?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to say it doesn't get maintained very well. And
Adam must know.
No, no, I have a webmaster, and it's just a matter we have to get the two of us together and sit down, and I have to tell him what I need him to do, and then he does it and all that. And I've been so busy, I haven't updated it lately.
It's a nice site. It's got a nice contact form.
Well, you might as well give Amber's email address, too, since she's going to be with you now. I mean, because they're going to want to get a hold of her, probably.
That's true. Hers is complicated, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she needs something. We got to get something.
You got to get her something.
Well, get with Adam, and maybe he can give her a station.
It's like Amber loves Nate.
She got rid of that one.
What is it now? Oh, yeah, AmberRedmond2010@gmail. That's not too hard. AmberRedmond2010@gmail. Yeah, but that Redmond, you got to get it right, or else it won't send. It's M-O-N-D.
She ought to get something like Amber Loves Rutabagas.
Yes.
gmail.com.
I bet you it's available.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Weed Whacking in a Dress.
Yes.
gmail.com.
The new fad for 2022.
That's right. What happened to her during COVID? Well, she started weed whacking under dress.
Jean skirt and a weed whacker. That's a new drink.
That's right. Just try it next time you go.
In flip flops.
Well, hey, it's been fun. It's been real fun. We'll do it again next Wednesday from 5:15 to 6 o'clock here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH.
And don't forget Saturday mornings.
Yes, we'll be moving to Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, 10:15 until 11.
And Sunday afternoons.
Yes, Sunday afternoons, Pastor Craig.
No, it's Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings. Yes, Sunday mornings.
I'm ahead of myself here.
At 9:10.
At 9:10 until 10. On
WWGH
107.1 FM. Hey, we'll be back next week with Live at 5,
the show with no name.
You're listening to WWGH.